Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. I hope you are all doing well. And whether you're listening to this in the morning or right before bed, I hope that this speaks to you, that it brings calmness, that it brings hope and peace to your life. Today I wanted to speak about how to cultivate optimism during a difficult time. Life is filled with a lot of ups and downs, and I believe there's a balance, and a lot of times we have the power to allow something to either destroy us or not. In my personal life, I've been through a fair share of hard times, tough times. An example I can give you was when my brother was going through chemotherapy, his cancer treatment. That was a moment where I could have chosen to be negative. I could have chosen to be mopey. And I'm not saying that I wasn't at times, because it's a difficult moment and it was a hard moment. But seeing his resilience, seeing his strength, seeing the way that he carried himself through a tough moment allowed me to understand that there's always two choices to everything. I could have dragged myself, I could have walked around moping and wanting people to feel bad for my situation, but I realized that I could be hopeful and I could be positive, and that does not mean ignoring your feelings and ignoring the way that you actually feel about the situation. It is important that you sit with your feelings and you understand that there's something negative going on. You know, there's a negative energy. There's something that's happening that is not making you feel well, internally and even like physically, because when you're not feeling well inside, your physical body starts to deteriorate. And I remember how positive and amazing my brother took his journey through cancer. He was always smiling. He always made sure to remind me that he was gonna make it and that he was strong and that he could do it. I don't think I ever saw my brother cry during his journey. Maybe towards the end, because obviously life, it was getting real. But during it, he was just amazing. And that is what I call resilience. That's what I call strength. And that's what I call a human who turned a bad situation into something good. Into something, not even something good, because it was never something good, but what I mean is he turned something bad and allowed himself to cultivate optimism during his tough time. And I want you to understand that being optimistic does not mean that the solution that you want for the situation will happen. If not, that you will go through the hard time a little bit more at ease and not so focused on the negative. It's just easier on your mind, it's easier on your body, it's easier overall. So don't put your faith in, oh, if I'm optimistic, then everything that I'm asking for and the outcome that I'm looking for will happen. It's more about being able to ground yourself and to have faith and to have hope. Hope and faith that whatever the outcome is, you will be okay. And I think that's what it's about. It's not about what you want the outcome to be. It's not about what you believe the outcome should be. It's about, if this happened, if the outcome is still not what I want, I will be okay. And that's how you cultivate optimism. That's how you stay positive. That's how you stay grounded to who you are and truth to your to who you are as a person. Into the hope that you have. Life is filled with unexpected events, and they're just things that we do not have control over, and that's okay. We just need to understand that we don't have control over everything, and the only thing that we truly have control is ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and how we react to things. So if we choose to be positive and we choose to have hope and we choose to understand and realize that no matter what happens, no matter the outcome, I will make it out alive. I will make it out okay. Because there's nothing under the sun that has not occurred. There is nothing under the sun that you cannot get through. You will get through it. You just have to make sure you put your hope and your faith in your abilities. Just understand that you have the ability to either be negative or you have the ability to be positive. And make sure that you stay away from toxic positivity, though. That is a thing. And what I mean by that is, don't sit there and neglect your negative thoughts and emotions. It is okay to understand that hard times happen, and that you will have a negative emotion, and that you will think negatively. When I speak about optimism, what I am trying to cultivate, what I'm trying to get out there is, in the midst of everything, there's always going to be difficult times. And we always have a choice to either be positive or negative. But you always want to recognize your emotions first before you even jump to be positive. You want to recognize what the pain is. What is it that you feel? Why do you feel it? And after you've done so, then you can turn to hope. You can turn to faith. You can turn to optimism, but make sure you feel your feelings out first. Make sure you understand what it is that you're feeling. Make sure that you understand the negative emotion and why you're feeling the negative emotion. It is scientifically proven that being optimistic can reduce stress. It allows your abilities to solve problems. It allows them to get better. It also helps with relationships. Like, your relationships overall will be much better if you choose to be optimistic. And it's also important that when you are trying, let's say you're in a journey where optimism is difficult, it is important to be around people who will help you stay optimistic and also be real with you and allow you to have a safe space to feel out your negative emotions, because you cannot be optimistic if you do not feel your real emotions first. Reality is reality, and make sure that you stay there. Like, for example, sometimes when I go through tough times, my initial reaction is to disassociate. And I've learned that from myself. So when I do go through a tough time, I take a moment. I tell myself, do not disassociate this moment. Feel your feelings, because they're real. And if you hide them and you put them away, they're going to come back sooner or later. They don't stay away for too long. It is important that you practice gratitude. Be grateful for what you have. Focus on what you do have. Lately, I've been very grateful for the moment that I'm in. Because a lot of times we feel like we need to go chase more and do more. But there's beauty in just taking a moment and realizing that, hey, I made it this far, and that is enough. And yes, I can want more and desire more for myself, but I also want to make sure that I'm enjoying the moment that I'm in. I want to make sure that I enjoy what I already accomplished. And I don't really know why I'm speaking of this, but if you're listening and you needed this, you know, don't rush yourself. And be proud of who you are and proud of where you are, because you don't always have to be climbing for more. And I'm not saying that it's wrong to climb for more. It's beautiful and it's amazing that we want more for ourselves. But you want to make sure that you sit down and you are grateful and that you are proud of yourself for how far you've made it. That's enough. If that is all you do, that is enough. Just take a moment. Take a moment and just be grateful for who you are and for how far you've even made it in life. That's an accomplishment. And a few exercises that you can do at home to cultivate optimism. Like I said before, be grateful. Have a gratitude journal. Write 3 things that you're grateful for every day. Visualize yourself overcoming the struggles. Visualize what you would feel like when you overcome that struggle, and how at peace you will be when everything is over and things start to look better. This will give you a sense of hope, because you're visualizing it, you're creating it in your mind, And you're believing that at the end of the tunnel, there's going to be a light. And make sure you breathe. I know that sounds so simple, but taking deep breath is so important. Make sure you're taking a deep breath. A lot of times I catch myself not breathing, I feel like, during the day. And I'm not saying like I'm holding my breath, but I'm not taking deep breath. And I do stop myself and I'm like, okay, take a deep breath, especially when I'm feeling anxious. And for me, when I'm anxious, my body's letting me know because I start having these sharp pains in my chest. And so I stop myself. Wherever I am, I stop. And I start taking deep breaths in and letting it go. If you know your body and you're tuned in, you will know when you're not okay. Take a moment and just start to breathe. I promise you, that makes such a difference. And remember, optimism is a tool to help you stay positive and help you stay hopeful, not to hide from your feelings and hide from the reality of things. Understand the reality and then stay hopeful and faithful, but do not hide from yourself. Remember that you're strong and that you can get through anything in life. You are capable, you are able, and it's okay to go through tough times. But you have the ability to choose peace, to choose hope, and to choose faith. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that it brings clarity and it brings hope to your life and to your situation. Make sure that you subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone that you feel like needs optimism in this moment in their life. Have a good rest of your day.